Yogi Berra, the Hall of Fame catcher renowned as much for his dizzying malapropisms as his record 10 World Series championships with the New York Yankees, has died. He was 90. Berra died of natural causes Tuesday at his home in New Jersey, according to Dave Kaplan, the director of the Yogi Berra Museum. While we mourn the loss of our father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, we know he is at peace with Mom, Berra's family said in a statement released by the museum. We celebrate his remarkable life and are thankful. He meant so much to so many. He will truly be missed. Short, squat, and with a homely mug, Berra was a legendary Yankee who helped the team reach 14 World Series during his 18 seasons in the Bronx. Berra played in more World Series games than any other major leaguer and was a three-time American League Most Valuable Player. But his name appears almost as often in Bartlett's famous quotations as it does in baseball's record book. "It ain't over till it's over" is among eight Yogi-isms included in Bartlett's. When I'm sitting down to dinner with the family, stuff just pops out, and they'll say, "Dad, you just said another one, and I don't even know what the heck I said," Berra insisted. Berra played for the Yankees from 1949 to 65. His teammates included fellow Hall of Famers Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, and Whitey Ford. In 1956, he caught the only perfect game in World Series history, and after the last out, leaped into pitcher Don Larsen's arms. The famous moment was captured in photographs published in newspapers around the world. After his playing days, Berra coached or managed the Yankees, New York Mets, and Houston Astros. He led both the Yankees and Mets to pennants. In 1985, his firing as manager by the Yankees, 16 games into the season, sparked a feud with George Steinbrenner. Berra vowed never to return to Yankee Stadium as long as Steinbrenner owned the team. But in 1999, Berra finally relented, throwing out the ceremonial first pitch of the Yankees' season-opening game. Berra, the son of Italian immigrants, got his nickname while growing up in St. Louis. Among his amateur baseball teammates was Jack McGuire, another future big leaguer. "Some of us went to a movie with Yogi in it, and afterwards Jack began calling me Yogi. It stuck," Berra told the Saturday Evening Post. He was a fan favorite, especially with children, and the cartoon character Yogi Bear was named after him. Berra, who played in 15 straight All-Star games, never earned more than $65,000 a season. Growing up, he was anything but a natural. Chunky and slow, Berra was rejected by his hometown St. Louis Cardinals after a tryout in 1943, but a Yankee scout recognized his potential and signed him. He reached the majors late in the 1946 season and homered in his first at-bat. The next year, he continued to hit well, but his throwing was so erratic he was shifted to the outfield, then benched. His breakthrough season came in 1948, when he hit .315 with 14 homers and 98 RBIs, while continuing to improve his fielding. In 1949, he compiled a .989 fielding percentage and did not make an error in the All-Star Game or World Series. "I don't care who the hitter is," New York manager Casey Stengel told the New York Journal-American. "Berra knows just how he should be pitched to." Berra was American League MVP in 1951, 54, and 55. He holds World Series records for most hits, 71, and most games, 75. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1972. "You never think of that when you're a kid," Berra said, "but egads, you gotta be something to get in." Among his boyhood friends was Joe Garagiola, who went on to a career as a major league player and broadcaster. In rejecting Berra at the 1943 tryout, the Cardinals signed Garagiola, another catcher, instead. Lawrence Peter Berra was born in St. Louis on May 12, 1925, the son of Pietro, a laborer in a brickyard, and Pauline Berra. He grew up in the Hill, or Italian district, with three older brothers and a younger sister. Berra was forced to drop out of school in the eighth grade and go to work to help support his family. He took jobs in a coal yard, as a truck driver, and in a shoe factory. He continued to play amateur baseball, which brought him to the attention of major league scouts. In 1943, his first professional season with the Yankees farm team in Norfolk, Virginia, was interrupted by World War II. He joined the Navy and later served on a gunboat supporting the D-Day invasion. Berra married his wife, Carmen, in 1949. The couple, who met in their native St. Louis, had three sons, including Dale Barra, who played in the major leagues as an infielder. Barra published three books, his autobiography in 1961, It Ain't Over in 1989, and the Yogi book, I Really Didn't Say Everything I Said, in 1998. The last made the New York Times bestseller list. In 1996, Barra was awarded an honorary doctorate from the State University in Montclair, New Jersey, where he and his family lived. The university also named its baseball stadium for Barra. The adjoining Yogi Berra Museum opened in 1998. The museum houses Barra memorabilia, including what he said was his most prized possession, the mitt he used to catch Larson's perfect game. He tickled TV viewers in recent years by bringing his malapropisms to a commercial with the Aflac duck. They give you cash, which is just as good as money. His wife once asked Barra where he wanted to be buried, in St. Louis, New York, or Montclair. "I don't know," he said. "Why don't you surprise me?" This article posted by Mike Stewart of the Associated Press.